going to talk about strangest roadside attractions in every state. And I would love to hear from you guys. If you've gone on a road trip and you've stopped off at those weird little roadside attractions, what are some of the funnest ones that you've done, or maybe some of the weirdest or the dumbest? I'm assuming a lot of people who are listening have gone on road trips, and it's summertime right now, and everybody's planning. You know, lots of people are planning to get out on the road and hit the sights, and it's really a lot of fun to do a road trip. It really is. I mean, you get to see a lot of things that you would never see otherwise. And I've got some of the strangest roadside attractions, and if you've been to any of these, or you've been to some that you want to talk about, we would love to hear from you and your stories at 312-981-7200. We're also going to talk about origins of some common phrases, where they come from, because I'm always curious as to where certain words or phrases actually came from. We were talking a little bit about that yesterday morning, and we'll do that. And then the shocking age differences between fictional parents and their children. When you talk about actors and actresses who play parents of other actors and actresses in real life, what's the difference in their ages? Some of it is pretty funny. So all that and more. We'll play a little celebrity name game coming up later on. Our hours have changed, as you probably know. We are on now, instead of from 2 to 5, we're on from 1 to 5. So you get an extra hour with us. So every weekday morning, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., we are here, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios on the 18th floor at 303 Wacker. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich comes in with the opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive on Thursday. And I'll be joining Steve Cochran this morning for my weekly visit. Every Thursday morning at 6:20, we talk about the new movies that are coming out and just talk about some other cool stuff in general. It's always fun to talk to Steve and the gang, and we'll do that at this morning at 6:20. All right. Dan, you ever do the road trip thing?
We have. We did our most recent one. We did a 9-hour road trip to Buffalo, but we did not stop along the way. But it just so happened that the world's largest inflatable ducky was in the harbor that weekend, so we did get a picture in front of that.
So is it worth? Now, hold on. Let me get this straight. Does that travel around?
It travels
around the world. The world's largest inflatable ducky.
I assume they deinflate it to make it travel, but I kind of hope not, you know, that they would just ride
put it on, a flatbed and just drive?
Well, no, just ride the waves. Get a massive paddle and ride the inflatable ducky to the next stop.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's good.
How big a duck was it?
That is a good question. I will have to look it up, but it was a big duck.
Okay. All right. So you got to see the world's largest inflatable ducky.
Yes, I did.
That must have been the highlight of the trip for you.
I mean, no offense to Aaron and Emily, it pretty much was.
Okay. All right. Esmeralda, did you ever do a road trip thing?
We're not, I'm not a big road trip person since I don't own a car.
Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, did you guys do it?
No, not really. We did a big one, but I was a toddler at the time, where we road tripped. I believe we road tripped to Canada, and then we went to California, and then all the way down to Guatemala.
Wow.
Yeah, because we were both small. Me and my brother were both small children.
Yeah. Boy, that's a heck of a trip. That covers a lot of ground.
I remember nothing. I only know from pictures.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were a toddler.
Right? Yeah, I remember seeing in the pictures. I know for a fact they drove down there because our conversion van was in some of the pictures.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh, we drove.
Man, that's okay. That is a lot of driving.
Yeah.
That really
We stopped a lot throughout, I know.
Yeah.
Because there's just all these stories about it. But mm-hmm. other than that, yeah. That's like, I think they had enough,
mm-hmm.
so we never road tripped again.
Yeah, that's a hell of a road trip right there to have under your belt. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, geez, that's a lot of ground you guys covered. You know, my parents and I did several road trips. We drove everywhere, throughout the United States. We drove to Florida. We drove to California. New York. We did a lot of road trips, and my dad still loves driving. My dad still loves driving. He drives everywhere, he just passed his, because you know my dad's 70. He's going to be 77 in September, So I think, what was it? You turn 75, do you have to go in and go, hey, can you still drive? Is that when, I think it's 75, because I think last year my dad had to go in.
I believe it is, yes.
And take the test again. He, you know, of course he passed with flying colors, because he drives everywhere and insists on it. My dad loves driving. He always has. And we drove everywhere. And we've stopped off at some weird places. But I don't know if we've ever been to some, I mean, like you, Esmeralda, a lot of the driving that we did was when I was a little kid. And so I remember our trip to Florida when we went to Disney World. And it was only, I think, the second year in existence, Disney World, because I think it was 1973 when we went on that trip. So I was 8 when we went on that trip. And I remember that road trip, because we stopped at, along the way, we saw you know how when you're on a road trip, you will see those weird sort of handmade signs that someone stakes in on the next to the highway. Like, hey, stop off, you know, for these weird roadside attractions, these weird little signs like, hey, stop off and look at the biggest ball of twine or whatever, coming up in 1 mile and coming up in, you know, 3 miles or whatever. Just stop off and see this museum or that thing. And that's pretty much how it's like, you know, it piques your interest. You're on the road for such a long time and nothing's there. Suddenly you see these weird little signs for these goofy little attractions and you go, yeah, let's pull off the road, take a break and see some weird stuff. This is Americana, baby. So we were driving, I want to say it was on the way to Florida. It was on the way to Disney World, and we were in Florida. And we were driving, and you know, as you guys know, I happen to love, you know, horror movies and monster movies and stuff like that. And even at that age, in 1973, I was already obsessed. I was already completely obsessed with monster movies and horror movies at the age of 8. So we start seeing these signs, weird little signs, haunted house. Visit the haunted house in 4 miles. And we're like, ooh. And so my dad's like, hey, do you want to check out the haunted? It was me and my parents, my aunt and my cousins, and we were all in the car and we were all driving down. And so we were like, yeah, let's go to the haunted house. And then like we go and it says 2 miles to the haunted house. And it's a weird little sign of, you know, I can't remember. I think it did have a name, something's haunted house. And so, you know, we drive a little further and then we see next exit, haunted house. So we're like, well, we got to stop. We have to go into the haunted house. This is going to be fun. So we pull off the highway. We follow the weird signs where the arrows are pointing. We're supposed to go here to see the haunted house. And we finally pull up and we see what just looks like a regular house. There's nothing really scary about it. And because this is, you know, like this is it. This is the house. We pull up and, you know, there's like a front porch with a swing on it. And, you know, like a swinging bench on it. And there's like a, you know, an air conditioning unit in the window. And I'm like, oh, this is really going to be scary. The terrifying, you know, AC unit is going to scare us to death. And it was like, look at that. And there was nothing scary about the outside of the house at all. And we were like, this is going to suck. This is like false advertising. There's nothing scary about this. There's nothing haunted about this. So we pull in, we pull over and it's got like a, you know, like a drive, you know, like a driveway that's just made of dirt. And, you know, no cars are in there. So we pull up and we park the car. We all get out and we walk up to where the entrance is and we open up the door. We walk in and it's just like it looks like a regular living room or like a den thing. And we walk in and we're like, what the hell? And so you're supposed to ring the bell to get somebody to come out. So they ring the bell and this weird looking woman comes out. She's real pale, like total goth before there was goth. And already I started to freak out. I was like, uh-oh. And she comes out and she's like, welcome, you know. And so she, you know, I don't know how much it was. Probably, I mean, it's 1973, so it was probably 50 cents or something to get in. And so we go up we're going through. And my cousin decided, she decided she didn't want to go in. Even though the exterior was, you know, was not scary. As soon as she saw the woman, she's like, I'm waiting in the car. So she left. And I think my aunt left as well. So she left too. So it was just the four of us going in. So no, my aunt went in. My aunt went in. So we go in and they made us sign papers so that we wouldn't sue them or die of fright if we died of fright. And I'm, look, you know, I had been to a lot of, like, from dusk till dawn horror events and stuff like that. And I, you know, and they, you know, they have nurses. Like, William Castle would do that kind of stuff when he made his goofy movies in the 50s. They are very gimmicky. They'd have actresses in the lobby acting like nurses, and they would make you sign an insurance form. If you died of fright, you couldn't sue the theater. That kind of stuff. So, you know, my dad's laughing. Yeah, it's funny. So, look, we got a break because this is going to go on a little bit longer. But anyway, the haunted house story was one of the best roadside stops we've ever made. I want to tell you about it. I'll tell you about it in a minute. We'll finish talking about it, but I got a break here. And we want to hear from you. Have you road tripped it? And have you ever gone to weird roadside attractions? We'll tell you about some of the strangest ones in every state here. And if you visited any of them, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18th floor of 303 East Wacker, right here in downtown Chicago. We're here till 5 a.m. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday! And get your request in now. One artist, three songs. We'll play them later. 630 area code. Requesting the Tossers, and that's the Rover. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We're talking about roadside attractions and doing a road trip. And if you stopped off at some of these weird roadside attractions, we would love to hear from you and tell your stories. Either talk or text at 312-981-7200. So I was in the middle of telling the story about how we drove down to Disney World back in 1973. I was 8 years old. And we were intrigued by these signs along the highway when we got to Florida that it advertised a haunted house. And so, as I said, we arrived, and it didn't look scary at all. You know, it just looked like a regular house with an AC unit in the window. And we walk up, and, you know, we walked in, we rang the bell, and then a weirdo woman came out. And she was freaky-looking and gothy-looking way before there was a movement of goth. She just looked freaky. Made us sign, you know, a thing that said that we wouldn't sue them, you know, if we had a heart attack or, you know, died of complete fright, you know, or our hair went gray, you know, that kind of stuff. So we sign it. Like I said, my cousin said she wasn't going to go in. She went back to the car and waited for us. We go in. So we go into the haunted house. We walk in, and the first room is just sort of like, you know, like a creepy looking, like old fashioned kind of room with a rocking chair that was kind of moving. And we were like, oh, okay. And then we walk along, and it's very, so far, nothing really scary. We walked in, and there was like a, you know, like a skeleton or something like hanging. And we're like, that's terrifying. And then we walk into one room, and I'll never forget this. We walked into one room, and it was like a black light room. For people who might not remember, there used to be these things called black light posters, and then you would have to get a black light, and they would glow. This was a big thing in the 70s as well, because people would get black light posters, put in the black light, and then blow weed. And they would sit in a room with a bunch of black light posters glowing and go, yeah, this is awesome, man. So we go into this room, and it's all black light posters on the wall, and they're all gravestones. They're all gravestones with different, like, things written on the gravestones. And they were all, like, goofy, like, puns and stuff. And I remember one of them was, here lies a hypochondriac. And here's what it says on his gravestone. It says, I told you I was sick. You know. So we're like, yeah, this is really terrifying. Oh, this is great. My dad, of course, was loving the jokes because we were in this stupid thing and they had jokes on these gravestones. And my dad, of course, was like, this is great. So we turn around, we walk down a hallway, and then we go into a room pitch black. Pitch black. Could not see anything in front of us. So I'm clinging on to my father, and he's walking through. My mom is freaking out now. And we're going through, and all of a sudden, a dude jumps out with one of those blow horns that you know when people go bah, 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 you know that crazy horn that you hear with DJs do all the time when they're spinning and they're wiki-wikiing it. This guy comes out, blasts one of these things, scares the hell out of us. We start running, bah, 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 and he's blasting his horn, and we run. We can't see anything. We go to another thing. We go into another room, and it's now we can kind of see, but there's weird stuff all over the wall, and we're walking. All of a sudden, you know, we go through another room. We're trying to get the hell out of there. A dude with a chainsaw jumps out, starts chasing us with a chainsaw. Everybody's now completely freaked out. I'm screaming. We're all trying to get the hell out of there. We run in. The guy with the chainsaw leaves. We go into another room, and there's like a ghosts and stuff hanging all over the place. We're trying to get through that. And all of a sudden, dude comes out with the horn again. And he keeps going, blah, 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 and it's scaring the hell out of us. We run out. Chainsaw dude comes out. Another guy comes out, chases after us. I mean, they were like physically going after us. You know, and we're running out, and the horn guy comes out, and then the crazy woman who greeted us comes out and throws stuff at us, and we're like, what the hell is going on? And we're running through, and now you have to understand that the kind of haunted houses that I went to as a kid, I don't know if you guys remember, you guys are too young to remember, Amblings. Amblings had a haunted house, and you would walk through, and like, you know, something on the floor would trigger like a ghost to go, and lean forward. Or a skeleton to go, hee. They didn't have live people in there chasing you. Now, with these haunted houses, are like that all over the place. They're really intense, and, you know, they knock you down and tackle you and try to kill you. That's not the way it used to be in 1973. So they're chasing us. The horn guy comes out. We're all screaming. Another dude comes out. He's got a hatchet. We're screaming. The crazy woman comes out. We see we're now crying. My mom is in tears. Everybody's like, I can't take it. Ah, we get out. We finally get through the last room. The horn guy's chasing us. Every time the horn sounded, we would, like, cry. Finally, we get out. Ah, we walk in. It's the room that we ended up in at the beginning when we first came. When we come out, and the woman comes out and goes, did you have a good time? And we're like, and my mom is outside. She ran outside. She's outside crying. She's bawling her eyes out in front of this place. And then they're like, here you go. And another guy comes out, a regular looking guy, and he goes, here you go. And he comes out with buttons and gave us these buttons. And it said, I survived blank haunted house. So we get outside. I'm traumatized. I'm 8 years old and I'm beside myself. And my dad is like, I can't, my aunt losing it. My mom is on the ground crying. She was bawling her eyes out, crying. And then she gets into an argument with my dad. Nice idea stopping to this thing, to see this thing. They argued for the next, like, 100 miles. So that's the weirdest roadside attraction I've ever been. I've never forgotten it in my life. And anytime I hear, like, a DJ go, bah, bah, I immediately go, what the hell is that? So, yeah. The horn guy traumatized me. So there it is. That's my story about the haunted house that we went to in Florida. True story, and I've never forgotten it. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then I want to hear from you guys. Roadside attractions that you love that were weird. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 630 area code requested the Tossers. Good morning, Da. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in. Triple Play Thursday today. You request the bumps and we play them. Have a theme every morning. Today, one artist, three songs. Get them in now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here on the 18th floor of 303 Wacker Drive. And we're talking about roadside attractions, weird roadside attractions and road trips. Got some texts coming in, and I will tell you about some of the strangest roadside attractions in the States here. And if you have done some road trips in the past and stopped off at some crazy places, we would love to hear from you. And has anybody ever gone to that haunted house in Florida? I couldn't tell you where it was in Florida, what part of Florida it was. All I know is it's on the way to Orlando. That's the only thing I know. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here is Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
We were headed for a family reunion and stopped in Bristol, Tennessee. My dad says, hey, look, they got the largest cave in Tennessee. Let's go check it out. So I'd never checked the cave. So me and my sisters, my dad, my mom didn't want to go. We all went and checked the cave out, and I thought the cave would be, like, flat, and you just walk in. But the way this was set up was you walked into it, but as you walked in, you went down in the ground. And then it was like a small cave, but then it opened up into a big cavern. And it had stalactites and stalagmites and all that kind of stuff, and they were all lit up with different colors and everything. We're checking out, and it was pretty cool. Never seen nothing like that before. The guy goes, oh, and here's the best part of the show. Now everybody just stand here and look at the ceiling. And we thought, well, he's going to turn the lights out, and we're going to see the stuff glowing in the dark. He turned the lights out, and it was pitch black. He waited about 10, 15, maybe 20 seconds. He turned the lights back on, and there was like 100 cave spiders.
Oh,
Oh. And these things weren't little spiders all over the ceiling. When you turn the lights on, they went scampering. And the women are screaming and the men are yelling. And my sister was crying and stuff. And it was like, man.
That's hilarious.
What an experience. It traumatizes so bad that for like 3 nights later, I had to sleep with the lights on. I could not sleep with the lights off.
Yeah.
But boy, that was an experience.
Boy, that's something.
Bristol, Tennessee in the cave.
There you go. That's a great story, Jim. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Take care, buddy. Wow, I guess the idea is to get traumatized when you stop on something from the road. Jim's family got traumatized. My family got traumatized. Maybe the lesson is you shouldn't stop at any roadside attraction because you might end up being traumatized. Wow. Esmeralda, you were out of the hut there for a second. Did you hear what happened to that guy's family?
I heard a little bit.
Yeah, they were in a cave, a giant cave in Tennessee, and their guide said, okay, now look up at the ceiling. They look up at the ceiling. The guy turns all the lights off in the cave, and it's pitch black. 15, 20 seconds later, he turns the lights on, and hundreds of spiders were on the ceiling. They had come out in the dark.
Don't go into caves. Lesson one. You want to go in a cave? No.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hang out in a cave. There might be spiders or perhaps even bats.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where they live.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No, thanks.
Man. 708 area code says, I am currently on a road trip to Columbus, Ohio. Fun fact, outside of Columbus, there is the world's largest basket. It's a 4-story building shaped like a picnic basket. See, now that can't be traumatizing, right? Unless there are giant sandwiches inside.
Giant ants.
Giant. Yeah. Oh, yeah, giant ants. There you go.
That's what I was thinking.
You're up. 301 area code says, Hanover, Pennsylvania has a shoe house. It's a real house shaped like a shoe. Does a woman live in there with her 900 kids? Dave in Oak Creek says, Nick, when we road tripped it, we would always stop at this one A&W in Wisconsin that had a llama, and it would spit at you every time.
Just because?
Because he's a llama, and he doesn't want to be in a pen at a A&W.
I mean, yeah, rightly so.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dave in Oak Creek. That reminds me of this place that we used to, I think it was in Indiana, Dan. It was called Frankenstein, and it had a giant Frankenstein monster outside holding a root beer mug, and they served hot dogs, and they were known for their root beer, but it was called Frankenstein because it was hot dogs and root beer.
I like that.
And
you
it had a,
correct.
It had a giant Frankenstein outside, and I remember we went there. Whenever we would go through Indiana, my dad would make sure to stop there, and I remember getting a picture taken in front of the giant Frankenstein. And the hot dogs were good, and the root beer was good.
I enjoy punny names like
that. Frankenstein. And, of course, I was thrilled because there was a giant Frankenstein monster in front of the place. That's what drew me to that.
If you venture down to White Fence Farm in Romeoville, they have a petting zoo in the summer. And right now, and I still haven't gone, I want to go real bad, they have alpacas. Like
oh, they
slew.
Do?
Yeah, they have like 3 lady alpacas.
Wow.
But yeah, they have other animals, like goats and stuff.
Yeah.
You can go pet them and then go eat chicken.
But alpacas, that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. They don't have chickens, do they?
I once was over there and there is a big old rooster that was roaming around. And he was like hanging out by, because behind the restaurant, there's a carry out. And he was hanging around over there. And I was like,
looking for his relatives?
Right? But I was like, is he loose? What's happening? They're like, oh, no, he just hangs around. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. Jeez. Jason in Indiana says that haunted house story was awesome. Thank you, Jason. It's real.
You should try to look it up. Like, try to find it again and go back.
It's just so vague. I don't remember. It was like in the middle of nowhere. We had to follow a bunch of road signs. I can't even tell you what part of Florida it was in. All I know is it was on our way to Orlando. 301 says, do you still have the button? I don't know. I'd have to ask my mom and dad if they've got it stashed away somewhere.
Based upon your mom's reaction, I don't think you do.
No, my mom was just, yeah. Well, she didn't get a button because she ran outside. We got the buttons because we were still there. My mom ran direct. As soon as the thing was over, she didn't even stop. She ran right outside, got near the car, crying.
But I could see her, when you guys got home, unpacking the luggage, finding the button.
And throwing it out.
Just like whipping it through the window, breaking the window. Not even waiting for it to be open, just whipping it out the window.
815 area code says two things. Why did you guys stop at the haunted house? Because my dad knew that I liked scary stuff and said, hey, let's go to the haunted house. Two, it sounds like the best haunted house ever.
Was it even during Halloween? When did you
go? No, it was the summer.
That's weird.
Yeah. That was the summer. Weird. Yeah, no, it is. It's insane. Everything about it is crazy.
Are you sure it wasn't just someone's house?
I don't know. It could be, but they had signs, and then they charged us to get in. I mean, maybe they did live there, and they were just like, let's scare the hell out of people.
Maybe that was just their daily activity. Yeah. And they're like, we might as well charge.
Hey, I got this blowhorn. Let's scare the hell out of people. It was absolutely, it was ridiculous. It was completely ridiculous. I mean, that was 1973, and I still remember it. Oh, man. Let's see. Here's Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
David and I travel a lot, and we went to Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all these beautiful caves, but they also have bats.
Yes.
And at dusk, they come out, and these bats, well, first of all, David didn't want to go. I don't want to see bats. But they come out like a tornado.
Oh.
And there's millions of them. And they break off, and some go to Texas, and some go to Arizona, because the first thing they want is water.
Yeah.
So 3 hours later, David is still sitting there with the bats. I couldn't get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put your hands to your ears, you can hear them flapping, and then they smell beautiful. You would think that they'd stink,
yeah.
But they smell absolutely beautiful. The aroma is beautiful. But it's something everybody should see. You can they come out at dusk, and you can see them come back in the morning at dawn.
Wow, that's actually, I think that's pretty cool.
It is. Yeah. It's absolutely cool.
Yeah, that's
and
really cool.
And then in Texas, there's a car farm. There's all these Cadillacs and all these cars, and you can paint them. They leave paint out there, and you can paint your name on them. You can paint them different colors, and then you leave the paint, and the next people that come along can paint them, too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Where is that again? It's in Texas?
It's in Texas. It's between Dallas and Houston.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That sounds like something that would be neat to stop off and do on the road.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. It's real fun, too, because, you know, you think, oh, this is going to last forever, and then you go back and your car's been painted over again.
Yeah. All right, Linda, thanks for the call.
You're welcome, Nick. Thank you.
Take care. Very cool. Very, very cool. All right, you want to know what the strangest roadside attraction in Illinois is, Esmeralda?
What's that?
Let's see what it is here. I'll find out right now. It's the Abe Lincoln rail splitter statue.
What?
It's him. I would imagine it's a statue of him splitting a rail.
Like feats of strength?
No, well, he was.
No. So it sounds like he's like.
No, he was
a railroad tech. He's like,
no, but he's a. It was an actual job, was rail splitting.
I know, but it sounds like he's just grabbing them with his bare hands and
yeah.
Ripping them apart.
It's no surprise to find a statue of U.S. President Abraham Lincoln in Springfield, Illinois, where he lived, raised his children, and was buried. But this one is 30 feet tall, even taller than the 19-foot statue at the Lincoln Memorial. Wow. It's bigger than the Lincoln Memorial. Wow. 30 feet tall, so could we interview him? As opposed to Godzilla? And he's carved without his iconic beard. This clean-shaven version of a young Lincoln stands at Gate 1 of the Illinois State Fairgrounds. It was built in 1968, and it is aptly named the Rail Splitter. So that's the strangest roadside attraction in Illinois. I bet there's weirder things in Illinois than that. You know? There's got to be. All right. How about this? In Alaska, the reliable sheet metal Wizard of Oz statues. What the hell does that have to do with Alaska? Fans of the Wizard of Oz will definitely want to stop at this sheet metal fabricator in Juneau, which has dedicated its roof to the characters of the classic flick, all made of sheet metal. While they vary in size, the Tin Man stands more than 9 feet tall. The company says they built the statues as a way to draw attention to their business. Okay, that is weird.
Was he from here?
Who?
The guy, Baum.
F. Frank Baum?
Yeah.
F. Whatever the hell his name is.
Only because of the park. Oz Park.
I don't know. No,
you know
I don't think he's. Exactly. There's a Tin Man. The Tin Man is right at the entrance of Oz Park.
Yeah. Isn't there the other ones are around there too?
I don't know. I just know that the entrance, right at the entrance,
right
there,
by the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's where the Tin Man is. Yes, that's what I know. So
he wrote it while living in Chicago.
Oh, okay. He wrote it while living here. All right, there you go. So Oz Park. All right, we got to take a break. It's not Ozzy Osbourne Park though. That would have been.
Oh, that would have been great.
Have a crazy train going through it. By the way, they use Crazy Train to really good effect in Tag. There's a great moment where they play Crazy Train in Tag. So, all right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up. Oh, no, the news isn't coming up. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about more roadside attractions. We want to hear your road trip stories as well. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. If you weren't listening the other morning when Jim Ryan was with us, he told a magnificently funny story about Billy Gibbons being drunk and tired and driving in to Chicago and seeing the Taco and Burrito King on Cumberland, and he needed to stop and go in and get a burrito, and they did that. And we were talking about how it would be like, what would it be like, Esmeralda, if you're in there at, like, you know, 3:30 in the morning and you're drunk and you're getting a burrito and ZZ Top walks in.
I would hope it'd be like the videos.
Yeah, they would spin the guitar around.
Yeah, they roll in.
They roll in, like, within that
hot
car.
Chicks,
yeah,
and slick dudes.
Yeah, but it's a real story. Billy Gibbons, they was telling it on the air. They were on stage at a concert that Jim Ryan was at, and they said that their flight was delayed like 6 hours, so they just got smashed when they were on the airplane. And when they were driving in from the airport, they saw. He said, right there on the horizon, I saw the Taco and Burrito King on Cumberland. They got off the Kennedy and they went to the Taco and Burrito King and walked in. And I would imagine there were a bunch of really shocked drunks going, hey, that's ZZ Top devouring burritos. 547 area code for Triple Play Thursday. That's LaGrange by ZZ Top. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. Get your request in. 312-981-7200. Okay, we're talking about road tripping it and some of the weirdest places that you've been, some of the craziest roadside attractions. All right, I have all the strangest roadside attraction for every state. Esmeralda, pick a state. Any state.
Nebraska.
All right, let me find Nebraska here. All right. Hold on. Hold it. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
They should be in alphabetical order.
It is in alphabetical order. I'm just having trouble getting to the page. Here we go. Nebraska, Carhenge. Carhenge. Picture Stonehenge made with old cars instead of ancient stones, and you get the idea of Carhenge, located outside of Alliance, Nebraska on Highway 87. The structure was built by Jim Reinders in 1987, featuring mostly 1950s and 60s automobiles. It's painted gray and has all 38 stones to replicate Stonehenge. Stop in the Pit Stop Gift Shop, open during the summer months, for your visit. Carhenge.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that. That's a cool idea. Can't make it to Stonehenge, and just go to Nebraska and you can go to Carhenge. I think that's pretty cool. All right, Dan, pick a state.
The lovely state of South Dakota.
South Dakota. All right. World's largest pheasant. South Dakota has some of the best pheasant hunting in the world, with the city of Huron a top spot, and this giant pheasant made of fiberglass and steel reminds everyone who comes to town it was built in 1959, and the monument sits on Highway 14, the world's largest pheasant. How about that? I like the fact that so many of these roadside attractions, you know, it's all about how big it is. You know what I mean? Like, that is the world's largest this and the world's largest that. And somehow we're all fascinated by that. Like, it's like, oh, I got to see the world's picnic basket, the world's largest picnic basket, honey. Let's go. And it so reminds me of National Lampoon's Vacation. You know, like, every, you know, all of these weird roadside attractions, that, because there are so many hilarious sort of running gags in National Lampoon's Vacation about that kind of thing. And by the way, National Lampoon's Vacation is just such a great and funny movie. And as silly and as over the top and as goofy as that movie is, it's pretty accurate when it comes to talking about the family road trip. Like, it really is, like, as over the top and crazy as that movie is, there is a lot of truth There is a lot of truth in that movie. In that movie, you know what it's like to be on the road with your family, and if you've got a goofy dad who wants to stop at all these stupid places, and what could go wrong with the car, and what could go wrong, you know, with your traveler's checks, and what can go wrong with your family members. Although, I've never gone on a road trip and had a relative die and strap her to the roof of the car. That's never happened. But it is based in truth, though. I mean, because it's based on John Hughes' recollection as a kid going on road trips with his family. If you've never seen National Lampoon's Vacation, you should, because it's really, really... Have you, Esmeralda, you saw European Vacation and not the first one, right?
No, I saw the Vegas one.
Oh, you saw you even further down the road. Yeah. Okay, you saw the Vegas one. Okay. All right, we got a break for the news, and then we'll talk more about road trips and roadside attractions. We've got a bunch of texts coming in. We want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio on the 18th floor of 303 East Wacker, our new home. And, having a good time on this Thursday morning. Triple Play Thursday is here, and the 574 area code requests some ZZ Top in that sleeping bag. Triple Play Thursday, man! One artist, three songs. Get your requests in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. We'll have another challenge of Celebrity Name Game coming up a little bit later on. We've been talking about strange road trips and roadside attractions, and I have the strangest roadside attractions in every state, and a ton of texts are coming in. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your road trip stories. It's that time of year, man. This is when people jump in their cars, get the whole family, and get in the family truckster, and drive all over the country and see some weird stuff. 312-981-7200. We want to hear your stories. 815 area code says there is a giant squirrel east of Austin at a pecan store that my wife wanted to see. I think its name was Miss Pearl. It was your typical roadside attraction with a 20-foot squirrel, but the coolest thing was that they actually had a vending machine that sold whole pies if you stopped there after hours. Wow. You can get a whole pecan pie in a vending machine if they were closed, if you stop by when they're closed. The name of the giant squirrel was Miss Pearl. I thought for a second that it was they were going to describe an actual live squirrel that was huge, like a giant real squirrel. Like, we have the world's largest living squirrel. Um, 773 area code says that basket is the old Longaberger basket office building, and it was built like that. Oh, so it's a building that was built like a basket. Functional office building that was built like a basket. Could you imagine if we were in a large basket right now, Dan?
I was thinking we would be in a large radio.
Yeah. Shouldn't we be in a gigantic radio?
Yeah, Adam. Oh, Adam, we're great.
A gigantic microphone.
I don't know if you heard that, but yeah. That was him do the intercom.
Yeah, it was him.
I was going to say, what about a microphone? It would make more sense because we're up high.
Yeah, gigantic microphone.
Why didn't they just buy the whole building and form it into a microphone?
Yeah.
God.
And then get Dwayne Johnson to be a consultant to make sure it's safe.
Ooh, and then if we did have those giant monsters, it would look like they were talking into a microphone.
Oh, there it is. That's right. Godzilla would be talking right into a microphone. 815 area code says, not a roadside attraction, but terrifying. I ended up in the home of a psycho with a boa constrictor and a killer dog while conducting Gallup polls years ago. Good Lord.
That's like that walking.
Yeah, the walking with the census. Yeah, the census taker.
Wasn't his wife
a bobcat? His wife was a bobcat.
A bobcat. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So you work full time? No, just about 40 hours a week. What do you do there? Then I sleep. It's crazy. I sleep like 8 hours. and Tim Meadows, by the way, is hilarious in that sketch. He's married to his bobcat. That, by the way, Esmeralda, same episode with Cowbell. That's how good that episode was.
Right. Well, walking. You know.
Kurt from Homewood said, Frankenstein's was in Gary, the Miller Beach section. I grew up around there, and I loved going there. Yeah, that was in Gary.
Is it gone now?
I think it is, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So I'm going to get a Frank and a Stein.
And a Stein and get to see the big Frankenstein monster. Holding. He's got a hot dog in one hand and a Stein in the other.
As he should.
Yeah. And it's really big, too. I mean, it was really giant. It was right on top of the sign. It's Frankenstein's, and he was standing on top of it. Yeah, I used to love that place. And it wasn't being, I guess I remember the hot dogs and the root beer being good, I guess, but I was just really thrilled that there was a giant Frankenstein monster outside. 815 area code says, we drive everywhere in Illinois, and that Lincoln statue is not even close to being the weirdest thing we've seen as an attraction. Well, what is? What are some of the weirdest things in Illinois that you've seen? Because, you know, the rail splitter, the giant rail splitter Lincoln statue is what they've got here.
By the way, I think I saw a picture of it.
Yeah.
It looks weird. Like, it's made of paper mache or something.
Yeah. What does it say? It's made
like
of...
It's like a crude statue.
It's
Lincoln.
The weird thing is not having the beard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a young Lincoln.
Young Lincoln. Yeah, it doesn't say what it's made of. I would hope it's not paper mache. I don't think it would be there very long if it was paper mache.
It just looks weird. It looks like a kid made it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't. It just looks...
That's probably why it's on the list, because it looks weird. So, 815 area code said that one caller was talking about the Cadillac Gardens. It's the place in Texas where you can spray paint the cars and paint the cars. It's located right near Amarillo. Cadillac Gardens, if you're looking to make your mark on some abandoned vehicles.
Hey, what do they do with this the car spears or whatever they had?
You mean in Aurora?
Uh-huh. Because then they took them down.
They did take it down, yeah.
I thought they moved them somewhere.
I think they did. I think they split them up or something, maybe. Oh. I'm not sure, but that was like a, you know, iconic piece in Aurora. I mean, it's in Wayne's World. They show it in Wayne's World. I don't know what they did with that thing. Dan, do we know what happened with that thing?
I'm trying to find out.
Okay. Trucker Homer. Hi, Homer. The world's largest pie is in Traverse City, Michigan. It's on a 45-degree angle, and my wife and I drove by it unexpectedly. We had to turn around. It's a cherry pie because Traverse City has a cherry festival.
I mean, it's not real, right?
No. Just like the squirrel. It's not real.
Although that'd be awesome if they somehow just always kept adding and filling.
Like actual cherries?
And then cut out pieces and then give them to people. I don't know how that would work at all, but.
Yeah. Pick another state, Esmeralda.
Wyoming.
Wyoming, right at the end here. It should be easy to find. All right. Here we go. Wyoming.
Heavy?
Well, the pages are kind of stuck together. That's why
he's winded after our 10-minute walk to and from work.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I am seriously. When we get here,
you're gonna get so buff.
Oh yeah,
from
man.
That walk.
Yeah,
and then carrying those papers.
I'm telling you, man. When we're after about a month of working here, I'm gonna look like Joe Piscopo.
It's good because I don't know if you got the memo. We're gonna have the men of WGN calendar to try to pay for
good.
This place.
Good. All right, are you ready? Oh, this is a good one, Esmeralda. Nice choice. You ready for this?
Oh, okay.
It's the Jackalope Museum.
Ooh. I enjoy a jackalope.
I do, too. A hybrid of a jackrabbit and an antelope, a jackalope is a cowboy legend in Wyoming. And the town of Dubois has a museum dedicated to it. Located inside a gas station, you'll find some info about the jackalope. As well as snacks, ice cream, and souvenirs. Keep an eye out for the giant jackalope outside the store.
See, now I'm like, how did they just take a rabbit and the poor thing, they stuffed it and put antlers on it?
I don't know. I remember, you know, I don't know how this happened, but at my first wedding, my groomsmen and I were waiting in the back of the church, and someone, one of my groomsmen, I can't remember who it was, pulled out like a picture of a jackalope.
Why?
He had a picture of a jackalope, and it just said the jackalope.
That doesn't, no, you can't say that. You can't just, no, he just had a picture.
I have no idea where it came from, but all I know is that there was a picture of a jackalope that we kept passing around, because we were, you know, we all had some flasks with us, and we were, you know, drinking a little bit before the ceremony. And for some reason, we passed around the jackalope, and the jackalope became the symbol of the the wedding. Like, wow. We had it at the reception. The jackalope was part of our wedding. So yeah, my idiot friends who were on my who were my groomsmen were like, "Hey man, look, it's a jackalope," and we were just like talking about jackalopes and passing around the picture of the jackalope. My first ex-wife should have known way before Waterworld that it wasn't going to turn out well. You know, on her wedding day, I'm going, "Hey, look at the jackalope." She's like, "Yeah, this is going to work out really well. I bet at some point in the future, I'm going to come home three times. He's going to be watching what most people consider to be the worst movie ever made, and that's going to be it." She predicted it that day. So, the Jackalope Museum, I'd go there. I need to call my old groomsmen up, have a little reunion, go to Wyoming and go check out the Jackalope Museum.
Yeah, I'd want some souvenirs.
Yeah, some jackalope souvenirs. I don't know who's got the picture. I don't know who has the picture, because we were passing the jackalope picture around. People were showing it at tables at the reception. People were like, hey, look at the jackalope.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a painting of a jackalope.
What about a real jackalope? A stuffed jackalope.
Too bad your birthday was months ago.
I know. Ah.
Well, there's always next year.
I would not know. I don't want a stuffed one.
You want a stuffed jackalope? How about a real jackalope in a cage?
Ah, those horns.
Yeah, big antlers.
Right? Do they have to trim them? How does that work?
Yeah, I think so. Or they sharpen them themselves.
Or they just fall off?
I'm not sure. I don't know the history of the jackalope. Maybe we should have studied up on it when my friends and I were.
And how do those jackalopes have to have very strong heads?
Exactly. Or strong necks.
Yeah.
Strong necks, actually.
Get those antlers and to stand up straight or sit up straight.
Yeah. I mean, I remember putting one of them beer helmets on my head and my neck almost breaking. Stupid beer helmets with the can on each side. Can you imagine those things? That thing was messing with my neck. Could you imagine having a jackalope head? Jackalope, by the way, was also on the Morning Zoo team with Broccoli Rob. Yeah, jackalope! Jackalope did Traffic.
Yeah, I remember that duo.
Yeah, and Broccoli Rob, of course, did Weather.
Whew, great.
All right, we have to break here. All right, roadside attractions. We got a bunch of texts coming in. Apparently, a lot of people who listen to this show have been out on the road and saw some weird stuff, and we want to hear from you. And we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the weirdest stuff that you can see in each state as you drive. A little more ZZ Top on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday, blah, blah, blah. It's a one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200-574 air code, little ZZ Top, and that's, of course, the classic Legs. She knows how to use them. All right. So, I like this one. Hi, by the way, in case you don't know what we're talking about roadside attractions. I like this one in West Virginia. The Mothman statue.
See, like the one that's been here?
Yeah, and the one that was, you know, that's legendary Mothman. And they made that really scary movie called The Mothman Prophecies. You ever see that movie?
I have not.
Oh, it's so scary. Dan, have you seen it?
Yeah, John Williams used to... Oh, hang on, it's on the screen.
That's okay.
John Williams did a bit a couple years ago for the summer I was an intern called Summer Movie Club, where he told listeners, like, all right, we're all going to watch this movie, and then on, you know, June 3rd, we'll talk about it from, like, 2 to 3. And
did he pick Prophecies was one. What were people saying about it?
I think it was pretty evenly mixed. Like, that was pretty neat or pretty dumb.
Yeah, it's Richard Gere and it's Laura Linney, and it's about that. You know, the theory of the Mothman. Well, here's what they say about it. This is in West Virginia. The legend of the Mothman is ongoing in West Virginia, where many people say they have seen this moth-looking creature dating back to 1966. It even inspired the movie The Mothman Prophecies. Snap a selfie with the statue of the creature, which stands next to the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant. They even have a museum. That's cool. Here's the thing about the Mothman Prophecies, Esmeralda. They really do a good job, you know, with bringing up the creepiness level in this movie, because it's a really creepy movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which has this whole weird, you know, people seeing this Mothman suddenly having visions of it and kind of going crazy. And then it builds up to this unbelievable ending. Dan, do you remember the ending of the movie that takes place out on the bridge?
Yeah.
It's got one of the really one of the craziest and most insane climaxes of a movie, and it really builds, because for the first like hour and a half of the movie, it builds up in tension. It's creepy and it's kind of unnerving, and it's a really, really kind of a scary and creepy movie. And then the ending just knocks it through the roof. I mean, it's an unbelievable ending. Oh yeah, the Mothman statue at the Mothman Museum in West Virginia. Oh, I'm going. I'll see you later. I'm going now to the Mothman Museum. Wow, tons of texts coming in. 630 area code says, at an Alabama rest stop, they have a real U.S. rocket. Yeah, just sitting there at a rest stop. Yeah. Most rest stops have like a Culver's. This has a real U.S. rocket. 815 area code says, Raven's Grin in Mount Carroll, Illinois, is a haunted house that's open year-round, and it's really strange. Wow, so there's a haunted house that's open year-round, Esmeralda. Like the terrifying one in Florida, which I believe was called Loud Horn Haunted House. I think that's what they referred to. Gail says, I read a news story once that a guy stopped at a roadside attraction involving dinosaurs and then demanded a refund when there were no living dinosaurs. What an idiot. Oh, that reminds me of Pee-wee's Big Adventure with the giant dinosaurs and that's an actual place. Jane in Evanston, not exactly an attraction, but I have a friend who always wants to stop at any historical marker that is on the road. We have gone on many road trips together, so I have seen sites of pretty much every battle fought east of the Continental Divide. Wow. Okay. Um, 630 area code says, in Metropolis they have a giant Superman. Yes, they do. Well, and that's and justifiably so, right? If you go to Metropolis, you've got to see some Superman stuff. You couldn't have a city named Metropolis and not have, you know. And by the way, if the newspaper there isn't the Daily Planet, then I don't even think that they should have a newspaper. And Jimmy Olsen better be the name of the Cub, the reporter photographer. That's all I'm saying. What was his boss's name? What was the editor's name?
Perry White.
Perry White. That's right. The texter who said they saw weirder things in Illinois. Okay, thank you for writing back. 815 here, because we've seen the largest bottle of ketchup, a bronze statue of Popeye, a Dungeons and Dragons playground, and a place called the Bunny Ranch that had thousands of rabbits running around.
Ooh.
Wow. And you know it's going to be not just thousands, but next week it'll be 10,000 rabbits running around. There'd be some guys that would be disappointed by showing up to the Bunny Ranch and not getting what they expect. All right, we're going to take a break. Here, the news is coming up next. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! That's one artist, three songs. 301 area code requesting Glenn Campbell, Galveston. I hope that one of the songs is one of the greatest songs of all time. Dan, and you know what song I'm referring to.
I do, and I don't think our texters will ever make that mistake again.
What? Why is that?
Remember? Because somebody had requested.
Oh, and they didn't.
They did
right.
not. And it was a Triple Play Thursday.
Right, and you and I went nuts.
We were very upset, so yeah. I snuck it in at
okay.
the end.
Yeah.
We could not get through a Glenn Campbell without
you can't,
that
I mean,
song.
It's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. I mean, it is really, well, and I'm guessing we're probably going to hear it.
And it will be the next spot.
All right, great, and then we'll explain why it's one of the greatest, but it is truly, truly one of the best songs of all time. So, Glenn Campbell, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! 312-981-7200, if you would like to get in here with your Triple Play Thursdays and anything else. We'll talk a little bit more here about road trips and some of your weird roadside attractions that you've seen. Let's see. 708 area code says, Wilmington, Illinois has the Space Age Muffler Man. What is that? What is the space age muffler man? What does he look like?
You have to look at it.
Okay, because I mean, you know, the
spectacular.
The muffler man thing is everywhere. Like they got you know they have the dudes, the giant dude with the beard holding a muffler.
Yeah,
that's like a thing. But this is the space age muffler man.
This is completely different. he's holding a rocket in his hands. That says launching pad.
Does the rocket require a muffler?
He's in all green except for silver shoes, and it is spectacular.
Okay, well, I'll definitely look for it. I will definitely try and look for it. Is it about the size of those muffler men that we all have seen before, like that size?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. You know, years and years ago when I was doing the show, there was a regular listener who would call in. He lived not very far from the Indian, the giant Indian on the roof of the muffler.
By Midway?
I think it was, the one by Midway. And he used to listen to the show, and he'd go out on his back porch, and he would get drunk, and he had a bow and arrow, and he would shoot arrows into the Indian. So the Indian on top of the building, which I believe at one point was a muffler shop, then it changed into something else, but they never took the Indian down. And he would get drunk, and he would shoot arrows into the... He would call up and say, I just shot an arrow into the Indian. It was just like a regular caller who would call in. So if that Indian is still up, in that area there on the south side.
It's an eye care place.
No, that's exactly right. It's an eye care place now. Yeah, yeah, because it used to be a muffler place or something, and then when it changed to eye care, they kept the Indian up there, and I think they have him holding glasses instead of a muffler or something.
There's pictures online, and he's wearing glasses.
They put glasses on him. Okay, okay.
He's wearing glasses, and then he has a sign on his chest that says, I can see now.
Oh, you see? Well, and he's got arrows in his back because the guy lived behind the Indian. And if you see any arrows sticking out of the Indian's back, that was one of our listeners who was responsible for that, unless they sent somebody up to take the arrows out.
Oh, maybe.
But that's what he'd call up, and we would get reports from people who would be like, yeah, there's arrows sticking out of the Indian's back.
But he's very frightening. He doesn't have irises. So it's just white eyeballs.
Oh, wow. Well, that's why he needs the glasses.
Yeah, he's got no vision at all.
It's amazing that the glasses could help him since he doesn't have any pupils. 708 area code. The piece featured in Wayne's World was called The Spindle. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was called The Spindle. It is now located in Cermak Plaza in Berwyn. Berwyn? There is a Walgreens where it once stood, and all but two of the cars were destroyed, to my knowledge. So there's only two cars left, Esmeralda, on the Spindle, and it's in Berwyn.
They should add more.
Yeah. Get some cars and smash them on there. Steve says, Waldrug in South Dakota. You see billboards telling you, see Waldrug. It's a giant tourist trap that will cost you 3 or 4 hours to walk through. Well, what is Waldrug? What do you do at Waldrug?
Can I get a milkshake? I feel like they should have milkshakes.
Yeah. Is it a drugstore? Like a big drugstore? Soda fountain? Like in the old days? 708 area code. Have you ever been to the Leaning Tower in Niles? It's a half-size replica of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yeah, it's a YMCA. It's a Y. It's the Leaning Tower Y. I always thought that was hilarious, that they built a YMCA shaped like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Or it's in front of the YMCA. It's not actually the YMCA. But I think I don't understand why they would. It's YMCA. Let's put a Leaning Tower of Pisa replica in front of it. It does get a lot of people go by and take pictures and stuff, though. I mean, really, it does.
There's a building over there. It's an audio company.
Yeah, the Shure.
Yeah, Shure Audio.
That thing's crazy looking too.
Yeah, it's also not far from the Showplace Theaters in Niles. That's not far from there either. How many people you think, you know, who have not made it to Italy, as one of my friends says? I've never been to Italy. Okay. Maybe you ought to learn how to pronounce the name of the country before you... I'm going to go to Italy. Anyway, how many people do you think go to Niles and take a picture where they're standing there with their hand up as though they're holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Because you know that everybody who goes to the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy, does that stupid pose. You know? I bet everybody who gets like, let's get out of the car, honey. We're in Niles. Let's get out of the car. Act like you're holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and we're going to take a picture. It's going to be awesome. It's like the first time anybody's ever thought of that. Hey, I got this idea. Get out of the car. Act like you're holding it up. That's so clever. That's like, you know, you've never thought, like nobody's ever done that before. That's like when I saw James Cromwell walking down the street here in Chicago, and I said, hey, that'll do, pig. And then he kind of smiled, and we walked, you know, we were just walking past each other, and I'm sure, like, as soon as I said it and we walked past each other, I'm like, that's probably the 50,000th time he's heard that today. Like, he's probably like, yeah, it's real. That's a new one, buddy. That's like when Paul Giamatti talks about everybody sends him Merlot when they see him in a restaurant. They send him Merlot. They send over Merlot. The weird thing is that they send over Merlot to him, and in sideways, he hated Merlot. His character hated Merlot. So people send it to him. Yeah, it's really clever. Giamatti was talking about it in a talk show one time. Yeah, that people send me a glass of Merlot as though I've never had that done before. 952 area code says Haines, Alaska has a hammer museum. Hammer museum? I hope it's a museum dedicated to Hammer Studios with Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee.
I thought Hammer, like MC Hammer.
Oh, well, that too. In a state loaded with amazing stuff, it's a terrifically interesting place. Okay. Well, there you go. A couple more of these, and then I want to talk about the actual ages of people who played other people's parents. How about Kansas is where they have the world's largest ball of twine. In Indiana, Esmeralda, if you go to Indiana, you can visit the world's largest paintball.
All right.
How big is it? It's 4,000 pounds. The largest paintball, regular-sized paintball, now it weighs more than... It started out as a regular paintball, but then it's now 4,000 pounds, and it has 23,000 layers of paint on it.
Oh, I see.
So they paint over it and over it and over it and over it. So there's 23,000 layers of paint.
I thought like a shooting one.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like you can go up, maybe you can puncture it.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, this could be a lot of paint.
And 55,000 gallons of paint fly out of it. So that's where that is. In Maine, the Paul Bunyan statue. In Michigan, how about Michigan, our buddies? The giant Uniroyal tire. It's only fitting that the gigantic tire in the Motor City, the 8-story giant Uniroyal tire, is a longtime landmark, and it sits in the city's Allen Park near Detroit Metropolitan Airport. All right. There you go. Minnesota, Esmeralda. The Jolly Green Giant statue.
Ooh.
One of the claims of fame for the town Blue Earth was the world's largest statue of the Jolly Green Giant, which welcomes visitors to town. It stands 55.5 feet tall. Good Lord. Though the town also claims it's the birthplace of the ice cream sandwich. While visiting, don't miss Giant Museum, filled with Jolly Green Giant and Little Green Sprout memorabilia. They should also have a giant ice cream sandwich right next to it, or he should be eating an ice cream sandwich. The Jolly Green Giant should be eating an ice cream sandwich. Put both of those things together. All right, let's break here for weather and traffic. We'll wrap up the talk about your weird roadside attractions as well. There it is, Dan.
I need a small vacation.
Wichita Lineman is one of the greatest songs of all time. Dan, you and I agree on that wholeheartedly. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's such a great song. That's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Glenn Campbell, 301 area code. Thank you for requesting Wichita Lineman, which is just amazing. Okay. Hey, let's wrap up the talk of roadside attractions. First, let's talk to Don on WGN. Hey, Don.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man.
Just for the record, I am a Stephen Johnny PWP.
Okay.
You'll have to go back and ask him what that means if you don't remember.
Okay.
The green guy is the Gemini Giant, And he's holding a rocket ship that says launching pad on it because he's in front of the launching pad restaurant in Wilmington, Illinois, along Route 66.
Oh, okay.
And I think there's like five or six of those that were originally made. And the muffler man is identical to the Gemini Giant, except he's holding a muffler and he doesn't have a space helmet on.
Right, but it's the same thing, essentially.
Yeah, they're identical statues, and there were like five or six of them made. And those could be the only two left. I can't remember the guy's name now, Steve and Johnny's friend that has the Volvo with a couple of million miles on it. He's talked about those a couple of times from when he's been traveling along Route 66.
Right. Okay. Well, information that we're glad that you gave us. That's Irv Gordon.
Yep, Irv Gordon.
Yeah. So, all right, and all right, Don, put some pants on, okay?
Thanks, Nick.
All right.
Bye.
Later. Okay, let's wrap this up. We got a bunch of texts here. 773 area code says, Strawberry Point, Iowa has the world's largest strawberry. It's 15 feet long and fiberglass and very beautiful. It's amazing that you can make a strawberry out of fiberglass and it's beautiful. Nick on the road says, in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, there is Orange Moose Bar and Grill with a giant orange moose outside. There's also the Muskie Hall of Fame with a muskie that's over 100 feet tall. You can climb a staircase and put your head in its mouth. that sounds like a blast, man, sticking your head in the mouth of a giant muskie. Can you bring up a giant hook? With that and a 312 area code says, we took a Winnebago up to the Super Bowl in Minneapolis a couple of decades ago, and on the way somewhere on the interstate there was a gas station with a giant pink elephant. It's appropriate since everyone in the Winnebago except the driver was drinking heavily on the way out there. You're drinking heavily and you get to see the pink elephants. By the way, Dan, did you know that Tim Burton has done a live-action version of Dumbo?
I did hear that. With your boy Colin Farrell.
With Colin Farrell, yeah. And there's a trailer that's on. They got a teaser trailer that's on. I think it looks pretty great. But I'm wondering what Tim Burton's going to do with that sequence, with the pink elephant sequence, because it's one of the craziest. I mean, it really is an insane scene in the animated Dumbo. Esmeralda, have you ever seen the original animated Dumbo?
Ooh, a very long time ago.
There's a scene where he gets drunk and then you see pink elephants, because that's like one of the cliches of being soused is that you quote unquote see pink elephants. They start but that scene, I'll never forget that scene in Dumbo is so insane. I honestly can't wait to see what Tim Burton does with it, because I think he's probably going to go. It's right up Tim Burton's alley. Just do an insane scene about seeing pink elephants. What else we got here? 847 area code says, in South Dakota, there is a town of two homes called Ghost Town. Every inch is covered in grasshoppers. Ugh.
Oh, no, thank you.
No. No.
That's like in some country. I don't know. It's warm there. It's, I don't know where it is, but I remember seeing National Geographic pictures when it's crab season.
And all the crabs come out. Oh,
yeah. Tiny crabs.
Yeah. Ugh. There's a town. There's also, that happens a lot where people actually migrate. They actually get out of the water and they climb all over the place and they're out on highways and cars run them over. So there's like smashed crabs. There's dead crabs, smashed crabs all over the highway every year when this happens. They go into people's, they go up on front porches and stuff. People are like, go outside. There's like thousands of crabs crawling around outside. People are running them over with trucks. And, you know, I know grasshoppers are harmless, but grasshoppers freak me out.
Anything that jumps.
Yeah.
Flies, crawls too fast.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
No, they're obviously harmless. They're not going to bite you, and kill you.
Yeah, but they might jump on you.
I know, but they're not going to do anything to you,
it's
freaky.
Still, I don't want them on me.
I agree. They freak me out. 815 area code says, the Blues Brothers vehicle is on the spindle near the racetrack. I wonder if it's the original from the movie. I don't know. I think there's a bunch of them, because doesn't Volo have one too? Volo has one, right? I think Volo has the one where they put the speaker on top of the car, the giant speaker on top. I think that's the car that they have there. 815 area code says Sugar Creek Bridge in Iroquois County It's partly made out of the 1893 World's Fair Ferris wheel. Oh, that's pretty cool. We're learning a lot of history this morning. That's what this show is. This is an education. If anything, it proves you that the Nick DiGilio show is an educational show.
Yeah, kids should wake up.
Get up early and listen. Learn about Broccoli Rob and his cohorts.
And how many stories is Godzilla?
Exactly.
And would he in each make it here?
And each make learning fun.
And make learning fun. That's right.
Extra hour.
Oh, man. 63RECO says there's a pink Bigfoot statue outside of two girls in a cupcake. That's a bakery in Utica. Is that where they got the idea for the show? Two Broke Girls? Because don't they make cupcakes on that show? To make ends meet?
They do.
What the hell, man? Let's call Whitney Cummings right now. Call up Whitney Cummings right now.
You got it.
Patty probably has her number. Call Patty now and have her call Whitney Cummings, and I want to ask her if that was the inspiration for Two Broke Girls, which is one of the worst shows of all time, even though Kat Dennings is lovely. Canadian Bill. Oh, here we go. Canadian Bill in Vulcan, Alberta. They used to have a Star Trek convention. In Vaugirville, Alberta, they have the world's largest Easter egg. Sue says the big radio flyer wagon over by here on Grand Avenue. Yep, I know exactly where that is. And then, finally, 847 area code says, on 80 just east of 294, they put up a huge caveman just off the side of the highway. Why? Why is there a huge caveman on 80 just east of 294? Can we figure that out during the news, Dan?
We're investigating now.
All right, investigating now. And
the AI team is on it.
You will learn more. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to talk about the real ages of people who have played father and son and all that stuff. Here we go.